The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to the infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lively crowd today. I love it. St. Francis would love it too. He just would love all of this noise and maybe the heat and certainly all the people and pets and everything like that. St. Francis, you know, was a pretty good guy, a good egg all around, a good example for us in all of our lives. Sure, he loved animals, and because of that, he would love our pets, but there is so much more to him. You may know a lot about him, you may not know a little, very much about him. Let me just give you the highlights. St. Francis was born in the late 1100s in Italy, in what is now Italy. He was the son of a very rich family, merchants who mostly had cloth stores. And so as a young man, to sort of make fame and fortune, he rode off into battle, into many, many different wars, trying to kind of build up his legacy. In one of these battles, in one of these wars, he contracted some sickness. It's not really clear, but it meant that he had to come back home and convalesce for some significant amount of time. In the middle of that convalescence, he found that prayer helped a little bit, that kind of quieted his heart, and so he spent a lot of time in prayer and in study. This sort of grew his spiritual life, deepened it. And one day during his convalescence, while he was riding his horse around the outer walls of the city on a sort of chilly afternoon, he saw a poor leper there and was reminded of Jesus' thoughts around the poor and those who are helpless and those who are weak. So he gave the leper his cloak because it was cold and the leper didn't have clothes. And then, because he was motivated out of his revulsion of this leper, he kissed the leper, which is a pretty big step. That's hard. I don't know. So that got him down this road of helping these people who everybody else would have nothing to do with. He built things for them, places for them to stay. He gave them clothes and things like that. And this caught the attention of his father, who was not happy. So his father, it sort of came to a head when his father brought him into what was essentially a trial in the town hall with a priest present. And so in the midst of all of this trouble the father was delineating, Francis realized that this was the right path for him to be following. So he said, "Father, I give you everything that is yours back." He repaid all of the money that he'd spent on all these things. And as a sort of final sign, he took off all of his clothes and gave them back to his father. And so, of course, the priest thought, "Oh my God," and wrapped his robe around him as well. There was this sort of rush to avoid the scandal of a naked man in the middle of the city. Francis built a gathering of followers, men and women, who wanted to live a simple life with him, who wanted to focus on God, who wanted to be sort of outside because of their simplicity. And this grew, of course, into the Franciscans. So Francis's simple living brought him into contact with creation with no buffers, with no barriers. And so his ability to love all of the natural world around him was inspiring. He wrote several canticles, he wrote several prayers that focus on that connection that we have with all that is around us and all that blesses us through that. Now, I know what you're going to say. St. Francis is a great guy, sure, but not an example. I could never give everything that I have away, right? That would be hard. I can't give all the things I have up. I need them too much. I mean, I can give some of the things, maybe my second car, but the first car I need, man. Come on. But I think that we misunderstand Francis if we think that's what it's all about. If we think that right now, right here, we have to take all our clothes off and give them back to the Gap or whoever gave us the clothes. I think we misunderstand that. Now, it's true that Francis was responding to Jesus' preferential approach to the poor. Blessed are the poor, blessed are the meek, blessed are the sick. All of those beatitudes that Jesus repeats in many, many different ways are things that Francis was responding to. So Francis can remind us that we can have a heart for those of us who are struggling, those of us who are sick in prison, who are broken in some way. And the truth is that we're all broken in some way. But I think that Francis is deeper than that. Francis saw the love of God in the beauty of this world because he had let go all of his material attachments. But he would say that that works in reverse as well. He would say the message for us today is to look for the beauty of creation around us, all around us, in the ocean, in the sky, in the mountains, in the sun, everywhere, and to feel God's loving touch in that beauty. And as we feel God's loving touch in that beauty, in that connection with all that is around us that God has given us, we will realize that we have enough, that we need our stuff less. In LA, everybody still needs a car, probably. I mean, let's be honest. But maybe because of the amazement and the riches that are around you in creation, you'll feel like you have enough. You'll feel like you see the signs of God's love all around you. And that will lift the heavy burden, the heavy yoke off of your shoulders, and put a light one on instead. Amen.